me, everybody's going to be doing it. To answer your question directly, of course I believe like there's a direct correlation. Mm-hmm. If your operating system isn't right, if your brain's not right, nothing else is going to work. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's something we need to diagnose earlier, start understanding as a society how to deal with it, get rid of the stigma, and really start chipping away at it.
Man, what you got in your phone? I see you. You got some things you want to share, some jewels?
No. I'm just, you know, I'm always, you know, the funny part is I'm still running a business.
Got you.
So I've got a couple of fires. Come on. You know, when I got 800 employees, 4 offices, I got a big business. So thank you. I appreciate you. You're very observant. No, I'm just trying to make sure, like, the house is not on fire while I'm on this interview.
Now, question. With Trump in office, they're saying that we should be expecting.
They're listening to ever.
In the next year or so.
Yeah.
I think that there would have been a recession.
That response was.
Oh,
shit.
This guy is not going to let it happen on his watch. He'll mortgage the next 50 generations.
Damn. Like, sure, he is culture. You know what I'm saying?
I've changed my business behavior because he won. Because I did think for 90 years, and whether you like him or hate him, I'm not. People are. You know how I'm emotional about sports? Mm-hmm. Politics takes it to a whole other level. People are right now, so just business talk, no shot. I'd be flabbergasted if the next 3 years aren't good economy. He's just that's his full identity. It's all he's got,
and
he'll cut taxes.
Rich,
our great great grandkids are still going to be paying off the debt.
Right.
Not let it happen.
Because even on the short term,
as long as he's there, so if you're thinking about like people, correct? Mm-hmm. People planning out there from a macro, listen, from a super macro, regardless of who's the president, regardless of anything, you can't be factoring that in. It's on you. Mm-hmm. The quicker you just, whether it's true or not, the quicker your head's at, it's on me. I'm gonna do it regardless. The more you're gonna win. But I think the economy will be good the next 3 years.
I want to talk to you about some of your Gary V-isms, because, you know, I follow you on Instagram, so I get them all. You say 99% of the things around us don't matter.
I just think people focus on dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like Karen's ruining me, or my great-grandfather was an alcoholic. Like, just things that I understand, mm-hmm. but, you know, like, day in and day out, we're getting caught up, and we're going on defense. And I think it's all offense. Like, the reason I'm obsessed with optimism, the reason I love being jamming with you and, like, being on this show, like, there's an optimistic undertone that you guys do that is so real and so important. And, I think people absolutely focus on dumb stuff 99% of the time. Like, I didn't get the raise, or, like my favorite show got canceled. Like, people complain about crazy stuff.
Well, I agree with you. I think people fall back on a lot of the things that went.
All right, so this is Culture is Deep, and this is Islander Kicks here, and we've been watching Gary V for a good minute or two, and I'm with Ezla, founder of Palicos, and I'm with Jordy, founder of Rocco. They have a pop-up this Friday, November 17th. Now, a pop-up for what? Right. What do y'all represent?
Culture, bro. We gotta, like, we're the future of streets. What's up? I'm Jordy. I'm founder of Rocco. I'm 19. And I'm with my friend in his nice room with all these nice shoes. What's up, Islander? How you doing, bro?
What up, man? What up? Now, if it sounds like this is our first time, because it is our first time doing this. So if this sounds horrible,
they don't know.
Let us know in the comments. Tell us, because this is our first ever. We're just like winging it right now. We have some questions. I have some questions to ask them. They have questions for me. But like, we're literally winging this. So if this is your first time with us, bear with us. Like, help me grow this show so I can get better and entertain y'all and bring you stuff. That was Jordy. And once again, my name is Islander Kicks, and this is Culture's Deep Radio Podcast. I still haven't found a name. Bear with me. But it's going to be Culture's Deep. All right. To my left is Ezla.
Why'd I go grind?
Oh, ends in 5, 4.
It's a...
Day.